okay, we're going back into a life before this. You find this path again, and you walked it along this path, and you're going to find 10 more steps. And when you go down these 10 steps, you'll be in a life before this one. 1, 2, very relaxed, it's easy to go back now. 3, 4, going back very easily. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who are you?
I'm a sailor on a ship.
Are you male or female?
I'm male.
How old are you?
18.
What time period are you in? Have you sailed the ocean or just other places?
It's the ocean.
Have you gone to the New World?
I'm headed there, but I don't know it.
You're headed there? Do you know who the captain of the ship is?
I want to say cook. That's doesn't feel right, but that's what I want to say.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to count to three, and more information will come. It will be very clear to you who you are with. 1, it's coming. 2, clear. 3, who are you with?
Columbus.
Columbus? Really? What was he like?
Impressive.
What do you look like?
Quite tall for that time. Seemed quite tall. Hair down to shoulders. Quite stately, quite confident.
Did he know you by name? Or were you just kind of somebody that he didn't pay much attention to?
Yeah, there seems to be a good connection there, more than just, you know, than just an average seaman. Not exactly positive what role I played, but it was more than just an average sailor. I think I was a navigator, which surprises the heck out of me.
Even though you're just 18? Were you one of the youngest ones aboard?
Yeah.
So, what did you think of Columbus? Did you admire him?
Yeah. Thought he was very courageous.
How about as you move ahead and it took a long time and you never found land? Did people get frustrated?
Yeah.
How about you? What did you feel? Did you lose faith in him?
Not him as a person. I felt he was a little misguided as far as where he was. I felt like he... I never lost faith in him as a person. I really had a lot of respect for him as a person, but I just felt like he made a mistake somehow.
Yeah. Okay, you're moving ahead to where land was spotted. What was that like?
Relief. Just a relief. We've been sailing a very long time.
Okay. Now you're moving ahead to where you get on the land and you meet some natives. What was that like?
They were pretty suspicious. It was certainly new to me, but I think it was more new to them. They were quite they'd never seen anything like this. They were quite didn't know what to make of it, a little bit afraid.
Were they friendly?
Not at first. They were very standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
And just, they didn't know what they were seeing. They'd never seen anything like this before. And eventually they got their courage and moved a little closer.
Okay. Now we're going to do something different. Your soul has a plan for you into the future. So we're going to move you into a future life, and you will be able to see what life will be like for you in a future time where you will incarnate in again beyond this life. Again, I'm going to count to 10 and you're going to move ahead. But this time you find a flight of stairs that goes up. It goes up 10 steps. And when you get to the 10th step, you will be projected into the future, into a future life. One step, two, three, four, you're feeling lighter, very light, very good, very much at peace, confident. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, you're on the 10th step, and now you see a world of the future where you will live in a future lifetime. What do you see?
I see beautiful green rolling hills, kind of like a plantation, lovely home, lovely spirit, lovely, everything just seems pretty. Just really idealistic.
Okay. Go to the home where you will be living. Describe it to me.
It has white pillars in the front, like a plantation home.
How's it different than a home of today? Of the 21st century?
It has more of like a like a metal dome on the top. It's almost, you know, it's almost like goes up into a spiral with metal, gold, and just spikes up. Not like any roof I've ever seen before.
Do a lot of homes have these?
My home, this home, seems to be kind of isolated from other homes. I'll have to walk a ways or move a ways. Seems like it's getting a lot of energy from the sun that's giving, not just...
Is this dome like a scientific device?
It just seems like it's a natural, it's like it's drawing from the sun, and the sun is radiating, bringing life. I mean, it's like it's illuminating the house.
Is it different than the solar panels we have today?
Yeah.
More advanced?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much more advanced. It's much more beautiful. It's very, very beautiful.
Does this power your whole house or something?
Yeah, it not only powers the house, but it gives the house spiritual energy.
Spiritual energy.
Yeah, and everyone who walks in that house seems to be empowered.
Kind of like they feel about pyramids giving you spiritual energies, a little bit like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Except I just see a lot of brightness, just an aura, a beautiful kind of a golden aura around the house. And
what's the principle that causes it to give spiritual energy?
The sun, the light from the sun.
Something from the sun. It takes in energy from the sun,
mm-hmm.
and not only gives power, but gives like a healthful vibration or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Increases the vibration of the whole home. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like all the furniture in it even has an aura, and it's like everything is alive.
Does everybody have homes like this, or are you unusual?